I think it's important for us to remember that the scriptures are not only the books of the scriptures are not only the Pentateuch, right? The first five books, or the books of wisdom, or the book of the prophets, but also containing historical books. In the first reading today, we hear what happened to the history of the people of God. And it's important for us to remember and learn from history. It's so important nowadays that we need to remember what had happened in the past so we can learn from the mistakes and to know that in history, things were never perfect. And somehow, if we try to correct or perfect our own version of history, then we will never learn from the mistakes, especially our arrogance and our pride, or the thing that we think that somehow are much better than God's own plan. History teaches us much that a lot of evil had happened, right? A lot of imperfection had happened, and a lot of hurts and pains had happened. But God, in His divine providence, will always right the wrong. And it's important for us to see history much more than a human interpretation or reinterpretation of what happened, and to rely on that divine providence that God is in control. Do we believe that? The people of God never just write perfect history. If you read the Old Testament, you will see that. They didn't write a perfect version of history. They left all the bad part in there too, so that their children and their grandchildren and the generation that come after them learn from the mistakes. And to be able to see that God was working through all of that, that God is faithful. That God continued to bring men and women of goodwill to transform what was wrong, what was falling apart, and call people back to the covenant, to Himself, to His love. And that's why in the gospel reading today, Jesus said to His disciples, aka us, "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven." It hits their heart, isn't it? I don't know about you, we have a lot of crap that we don't need in our life, right? And we hate to let them go because we have sentimental value or attachment to them. But can we really take any of them with us? I always try to, I live in a very small quarter over at the rectory where things used to be stored, right? So my space is limited. And if I have more stuff in that small room, meaning I have less space to use, right? So in a very real way, I can only have so much, right? And I remember whenever I moved out here with the military, a whole bunch of people told me, "Father, you have your BAH, your housing allowance. You're an officer. You can live on base. You deserve it. Aren't they supposed to give you a house?" And then I told a lot of people, well, just like St. Paul said, you're free to do a lot of things. Doesn't mean you do whatever you want, right? And if I have a big house, what am I going to do with it? Fill it with more crap I don't need, right? Do I really need all of that? At the end of the day, what is important, right? And the reason why I'm very grateful for Father Daniel to allow me to be here at the parish, to live in that small quarter of the rectory. Even though he gave me other options to live, I chose that so that I limit myself with what I can put in there. But more important, for me to live at the rectory means much more, that I'm able to be close to the Eucharist. I can afford a lot of things according to my military pay, but doesn't mean that I can spend anything I want, because my money isn't mine, right? And what I can do with the money that's given to me, or my salary given to me, I need to take care of the people who have less. It's called stewardship, right? And it's called how we can share from the bottom of our heart and what we really need. My brothers and sisters, in the day and age where we expect the government to solve everything, where we expect other people to do things, how about us? What have we done in order for us to show what is really valuable, what we really treasure, what is important for us? Don't point the finger or expect the government to do things that are called of us as Christians. And just because we can do something doesn't mean we should. We're called to higher responsibility in recognizing where our treasure lies, right? For me as a priest, I have no family of my own, right? And for me, the greatest treasure is to be close to a parish, to a church, to the Eucharist, to a chapel where I know that if the day gets hard, I can always go back to the Blessed Sacrament, to spend time with Him, to waste time with Him, and to cry my heart out to Him. I cannot do that with an on-base housing or living in an apartment, right? I'm not trying to tell you to do the same. Each of you and I are on a different state of life, but we're all called to this vocation of how to love and how to be good stewards of what God gives to us. So at the end of the day, we preach much more than our words, but we radiate Christ, as Mother Teresa said, by how we live our life.